This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host for Senior Talk. Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by phone at 719-632-4036. And you can also find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. All righty. This week on Senior Talk, we have Micah Zanders with Morningstar Bear Creek. Micah, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, Dan.
I'm really glad that you came in too. This is good. Micah is a renowned author, if you like books in print or if you like books on Audible, and has brought that expertise to a local memory care in a local community that only does memory care. But before we get into that, before we get into Morningstar Bear Creek, although it's Morningstar at Bear Creek. I apologize. Branding
is
important.
That's okay. Morningstar at Bear Creek.
But can you tell us a little bit about your background, how you found yourself here?
Sure. Well, I started out, I'm a social worker by education. And my first role in social work, well, actually, I did a practicum in a skilled nursing community and then stayed with that company, became the admissions coordinator, and quickly moved into the home office where I was the social services and admissions coordinator for the company, which then I was responsible for 32 long-term care communities across a 5-state region.
Not many people who are specialists in being a social worker have the dual capability to function within an oversight role like that. It seems like one skill set kind of makes a deficiency in the other, but it's nice you bring both of those to the table.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a really nice opportunity because I was the first social worker they had in their home office. Okay. And one of the things I learned very quickly when I got there was that the calls were coming from communities asking for help with what some people call behaviors of dementia communication. I call them behavioral expressions because we understand them as a form of communication.
Because there's a natural negative that goes into behaviors. I know my counselor probably as a kid saw me as a behavior issue child, but that's bad because that's acting out, whereas this is behavioral expressions.
That's right.
That people are expressing as they go through a process that's outside of their willpower.
Yeah, that's right. And I think when you say behaviors, it's we take the responsibility off ourselves and put it directly onto an individual who has an impairment.
Yeah, it's easier that way because then I don't have anything to do with it. I can be annoyed and I'm justified because there's behavior issues.
That's right. Yes.
Rather than expressions that a friend of mine is committing. See, I still want to put the spin on it. So your background, is that when you wrote Being with Dementia, A Soulful Approach?
No, I actually wrote that a few years later. So what happened as those calls started coming, I quickly realized, and I had some others in our home office that were like-minded, people that I consider kind of kindred spirits. Mm. And we were realizing that there were people on our teams who were understanding dementia differently than we were, or wanting to approach it differently than we were, and that we didn't really have a common language around dementia communication.
Brené Brown says that there's our feelings are half of it, but the way we name our feelings are the other half. We have to have a common language, and it's the Tower of Babel all over again. Welcome to Sunday morning.
That's a great comparison.
So you were a consultant. You worked in the corporation. You worked a lot of places in the specialty of dementia care, people with behavioral expressions that the staff you were working on coming up with a common language for how to engage. And I know that's a part of the book.
Yes. So we rolled out a comprehensive dementia care program. And we did that with the help of someone I consider an expert. She calls herself a dementia communication coach. And she guided us on how to do that. How do you create a system that is self-sustaining across 32 long-term care communities in 5 states? So that was a lot for us to champion that. And the book is sort of a result of that effort. Okay. Things I learned through that process. They're stories. They're stories that illustrate the different types of communications you see and how you might problem solve those, and followed by tips to help someone think through the lens of dementia communication.
That last line I like very much. Helping someone look through the lens of the person we're engaging with.
Correct.
The conversation we were in this morning, a group we were able to be a part of together, referenced the term came to mind that when you're arguing with a fool, make sure that they're not doing the same thing. And while dementia expressions have nothing to do with intellect or foolishness, it's just a part of how our brains process our existence. Mm-hmm. When you're fighting something, if you're not fighting the same things, you can both be fighting simultaneously and just have discord. And so in a dementia community, I have a feeling we're getting into the second half of our conversation at the beginning, because it is so good to jump to. But before we get into the who's its and what's its galore in Being with Dementia, a Soulful Approach, available in paperback or on audible.com. Before we get into that, can you talk to us a little bit about how someone with that breadth of experience and knowledge would select one? Like, how did you find yourself at Morningstar at Bear Creek? Tell us a little bit about Morningstar at Bear Creek and the unique value proposition it brings to the Colorado Springs community.
Sure. Well, I had been doing consulting for a couple years before coming to this community. And, you know, I started off in a community where I always say I grew up in a company that was faith-based. And because of that, I felt like it created a tremendous foundation. I think they approached the work from a mission-driven perspective. Hmm. There were values that we held dear and that we continually and consistently talked about.
Like what?
And that carried forward to our work. Honoring the older adults that we're serving.
Honoring. Good work.
You know, honoring older adults, having the sense of responsibility and excellence and serving. Serving, always coming to our work with a servant heart. And I had been doing consulting, as I said, and I was ready to find my own community again that I felt like I could really see this through from beginning to end. Yeah. And my values aligned with this company. And I felt like, okay, I'm going to have the support that I need, and they are going to be talking about the residents we serve. And so here I am in Colorado Springs with Morningstar.
My experience with both Morningstars in Colorado Springs ripple with that same expression. The last time I was with the other Morningstar, people were laughing at the staff meeting and engaging, because it seemed like they were a community taking care of a community rather than people who checked a clock. And that can make a huge difference.
That's right. We have to look at our team members as our first customers, because when we're aligned with each other and we're all working together towards the same goals, then ultimately the residents that we serve are the recipients of that.
I know at General Shepherd Home Care, where I do business development, the team atmosphere, the serving the clients, the taking it from their perspective makes all the difference. It's not always easy. There's many parts of working with the senior community which are challenging and rewarding, and one of the distinctions that people ask is when it comes to a community, is it Medicaid? Is it privately paid for? Mm-hmm. What are the things someone who is considering Morningstar at Bear Creek, what are the factors that they're looking for, or that they take into account when choosing Morningstar at Bear
Sure.
Creek?
Sure. Well, we're an intimate little community. We have 48 suites. They are designed as private suites, but some of them can be shared if the need is there. We can put roommates together sometimes for financial purposes, other times because there are individuals who choose companionship. They want to be in a room with another person.
Yeah.
We are all private pay, but that includes long-term care insurance.
Wonderful.
So a lot of individuals have long-term care policies, and those can be very effective in assisting them to pay those costs each month.
Absolutely.
It is an all-inclusive community. So we don't have care levels in addition to our main cost. Our monthly cost is what it is. Straightforward. Yeah. We don't have additional care levels that are going to fluctuate throughout a stay.
Okay.
And a lot of times, you know, you'll go into a long-term care community or a assisted living, and the cost up front seems pretty affordable. But then when you start adding up those care level charges that grow,
it's the
as
same
the
no
needs,
matter what stage of life you're in. You're always given a sticker price, but by the time you're sitting down at the table, it's a different rate altogether.
Absolutely.
And you're saying that's not the case with Morningstar at Bear Creek, because it's all inclusive. So what are the programs that are offered to the residents?
Sure. So we have a robust life enrichment program that includes group activities and individualized activities. That has grown significantly and continues to grow. It includes things like spiritual support and entertainment, music and games and exercise. We also have on-site therapy for those who would benefit from that. We have a fabulous therapy team we work with. Our housekeeping, all our meals, cable is included. Utilities are included. The only thing that isn't is phone. Our apartments are large, with kitchenettes and full fridges. So you can stock up all your beverages and snacks, 24-hour call system, private heating and air. It's really a beautiful, comfortable community.
Not to mention, it would be hard to argue that it's not the best view in Colorado Springs.
Outstanding views.
I have officed outside of there in the car more than once because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. So, and we keep our courtyards open unless the weather is, there's inclement weather, we close them down. And of course at night they're locked down. But during the day we have our courtyards open so residents can come and go. We have cameras in our courtyards so we know when there's movement, we can pay attention and make sure people are safe, but they get to go out and enjoy those views. They don't have to wait until there's an activity that takes them outside.
Yeah.
We have several who do that daily.
Well, I know I'm one that it's very therapeutic for me to be able to sit and visually take in grandeur. And I'm sure that doesn't change no matter what stage of life I will find myself. And so it's a wonderful setup. So can I ask, before we go to our break, can I ask you to, for people who are spurred and think, you know what, this may be something, or I know someone, or this is something I might have questions, how do people get in touch with you guys at Morningstar Bear Creek to be able to ask those questions or get the inquiries answered?
Sure, just give us a call. Our phone number is 719-694-1411. We'd love to see you. You can stop in anytime. We're located on Lower Gold Camp Road, 2450 Lower Gold Camp Road. Of course, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you can call as well and set up an appointment.
I'm Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, here with Micah Zanders with Morningstar at Bear Creek, and we are going to take a break, but we will be right back to address some dementia and Alzheimer's distinctions. We're also going to take a look at your book and go a little bit more in depth, as well as maybe even take a look at a couple of myths. We'll be right back.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8371. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. I am Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care here with Micah Zanders with Morningstar at Bear Creek. Micah, welcome back.
Thanks, Dan.
I enjoyed getting to know your background, getting to know a little bit about Morningstar at Bear Creek. I think understanding the whys and hows, the diagnostic questions that go into how you find yourself in this role really do help give a foundational piece as to why you can be authoritative on this topic. I'm not at that place. I've been in this industry for a number of years, and there's still pieces that I feel like I'm trying to juggle. So can we kind of build a ground-up understanding? From my understanding, dementia is a broad spectrum of which Alzheimer's is one type of dementia. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's one cause of dementia. Dementia is a term that describes a cluster or a group of symptoms. It is not a disease in and of itself. It is just a word that we use to describe symptoms caused by a number of different diseases.
So what are the types of dementia?
Well, so there are the causes of dementia are Alzheimer's disease.
I apologize. I said that twice.
It's very common.
And so they're not types, they're causes.
They're causes.
The same end result.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
There's Alzheimer's disease. There are Lewy bodies, which are protein deposits, protein buildup in the brain. Cardiovascular disease causes dementia many times. Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, Pick's disease, which causes frontal temporal dementia. And then there are other causes like alcohol use, abuse, and some medications can create dementia, or drugs can cause dementia. Wow. So there's a huge variety, and depending on the cause of the dementia, it can present itself differently.
Okay, so this may be a selfish question, but every time I misplace my glasses, God bless my wife. Every time I misplace my glasses or my keys, the thought comes to mind. I'm like, oh God, this is happening more.
Sure.
And what do you keep an eye out for? What are the symptoms that it's not just being human?
Right. Well, you know, my friend Aaron Benito, the dementia communication coach, really does a great job of explaining the difference. She calls them joggable memories. So for instance, if you misplace your glasses, but your wife says, well, honey, I saw you with them downstairs a few minutes ago. Could you have possibly left them downstairs? And you respond, I haven't been downstairs. I didn't go downstairs. I've been right here the whole time. That's more concerning than her comment about seeing you downstairs triggers a memory, and you say, oh, yeah, Let me go check down there. So that was a joggable memory.
So a joggable memory is when my memory can be jogged by external stimulus.
And those are senior moments. Normal aging.
Yeah, I think I've been having senior moments since I was 18 graduating high school as a senior. That's just Dan Wilson at his finest. But it's the concern of the, so can, it's the first time I've heard that metaphor, that terminology. So I want to stay with it just for a second.
Sure.
Because it hasn't found a place to rest in my mind yet.
Sure.
So a joggable memory is something that you would say, or who is this expert?
Aaron Benito.
Aaron mm-hmm. Benito would mm-hmm. say is a, it when a memory of something I missed can be jogged, and instead of my certainty that that jogging is inaccurate, if the response is, that's impossible. Because I have been sitting here, and so what you're saying is impossible. I
gotta use that right. word. Right. If that memory can be retrieved.
That would be something that would say there may be something more going on.
Correct. That's one indication.
Huh.
For sure. And, you know, we all have retrieval issues as we get older. I notice that as well. I'm looking for that name. I'm looking for that word. But if you can get to it, that probably is more along the lines of a normal aging-related situation, what we often call senior moments. If it's gone and it's just gone, then we have more of a concern.
Which isn't a great defense for me, because I typically just say, I'm not going to recall that. I skip it and I hope it comes back to me later. And so I don't feel as great about it, but that gives wonderful clarity. It gives me a framework. It gives me a common language with which I can communicate.
Absolutely.
Your background is very useful.
Thank you, dementia is not just about memory loss.
You tell.
Well, there are, you know, that term dementia describes a cluster of symptoms. So some of the other changes we might see is changes in processing and judgment. Maybe, you know, you're getting ready to go outside and you probably need a coat, but that doesn't register for you. Or it's raining and you need an umbrella. We talked about language changes, losing words and substituting words. That's a language issue. Mood changes can be a part of it. Personality changes. Lack of initiative can be a common symptom of dementia. And then in senior living, we often talk about ADLs, which are activities of daily living, and we talk about IADLs, which are instrumental activities of daily living. Those are things that you really need to be able to do to stay completely independent and have full quality of life, like being able to provide your own transportation, manage your own finances, take care of your home, cook your meals, those sorts of things. Those abilities change in the early stages of dementia for many people.
And those changes are based on my reasoning or my mental capability to process it rather than my physical capability to pull it off.
Correct.
I've been chomping at the bit to get to your book. And of course, we don't have nearly as much time as I was hoping to talk through it. But the Amazon overview of your book reads, individuals with dementia demonstrate presence every day and they ask us to enter their world. They ask us to connect with them. As I'm hearing you frame the what of dementia, I picture myself, I aim to be empathetic, so I try and picture myself, if I'm in that position, how is someone who's having, I see the commercials on TV of someone with dementia might be aggressive, or there's different programs, and how is that demonstrating presence every day and asking us to enter? Like what do you mean by presence? And they ask us to enter their world.
Sure. Well, when dementia sets in for individuals, as I mentioned, processing becomes a problem. And part of that processing is what we call executive functions, or falls under executive functions, which is that ability to make plans and carry them out, that becomes lost over time, especially when the frontal lobe is affected.
And I know this isn't your specialty, but at what age do we really get our frontal lobe engaged as a child?
Is that elementary school? It can be clear up into the 20s.
Really?
For some individuals before that's completely developed.
Okay. So that's the part that's...
That's my understanding.
Okay.
That's the part that's at play. It includes your filter, right? Your ability to discern and make decisions about what you say and do. So when the frontal lobe is affected, there can be some personality changes that really are concerning and upsetting for family members. But when that's at play, when there's memory loss, then what remains is presence. Hmm. The person is right here, right now. And we, especially, I think as Americans, we're in this go mode all the time. Yeah. Our minds are making our lists. We're crossing the things off our list each day. We are in the thinking mind, kind of the monkey mind, right? And it's hard to slow down and to be present with someone enough to connect and to communicate on so many levels that are available to us if we can just do that.
I like the idea of being present with people no matter where they're at in their stage of aging or disease. It's very difficult.
It is.
Last week, I can't do it twice, but last week in a similar conversation like this, there was a pause for a breath just to be present. And it seems that there's almost a theme in senior care or in healthcare.
And many spiritual thinkers, this is what they're talking about, right? Is this is the thing that keeps us from being in our most peaceful and present state, is just that constant movement of the mind, the constant monkey mind, the thoughts. And
doing so and planning
to
do. It is
the challenge. It's what meditation teaches us, is to be present.
To be.
To be.
Well, it would be hokey to end two shows in a row with a deep breath, so I'm not going to do it. But doing versus being, there's a theme that I'm picking up. The more people I get to speak with who are experts in how to engage and care for people who are at a different stage of life than they are. And it seems to hover around that. Micah Zanders, thank you for coming in and being a part of Senior Talk. We really appreciate you coming in here.
Of course. It was a pleasure, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Oh, it was wonderful. Micah's book is Being with Dementia, A Soulful Approach, and it is available on Amazon, my favorite, on Audible, probably on Amazon as well.
Both.
Well, Micah, thank you. I'm Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care here with Senior Talk, and it's an absolute pleasure to talk through these areas. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply, online at affordablemedmart.com or by calling 719-632-4036. And you can find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online at gshc.com or gentleshepherdhomecare.com or by calling 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us next and every Saturday at 10 and Sundays at 8 right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest running and most listened to Senior Talk radio show, Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.